Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, episode 14. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'm going to cover the basics of workshops. I'll explain the different basic options you have to host your own workshop, why you may want to do it, and some starting points. The goal for this episode is to give you enough information to make an informed decision on whether workshops are right for you. There is a lot of effort needed to run a successful workshop, so it's important that you understand what's involved before you can make your decision. For some guitar teachers, workshops are an excellent way to teach guitar while having a full-time job, and other guitar teachers like them because it gives you the opportunity to teach far more students than you possibly could in individual lessons. So let's start off by looking at the possible benefits involved with workshops. The first benefit, and what I think is the most important, is flexibility. You can control every aspect of your workshop, from the number of students who attend, the location, the topics, the cost, and even how regularly you run them. Unlike weekly lessons where you're locked into a set schedule, with workshops you can basically set the workshop as regularly as you like, or you can even run once-off workshops whenever you feel like it. The choice is completely yours. So if you're a guitar teacher and feel restricted in any way by a traditional lesson schedule, this is a great benefit to consider. The next major benefit is the potential income you can earn. With one-on-one or small group lessons, the income you earn is restricted. Depending on your area and the demand for lessons, you could earn $20 an hour or you could earn $100 an hour, but there's a limit to how much you can possibly earn with lessons. With a workshop, your income is determined by the number of students and the rate they pay. So you can imagine that if you have a workshop with 30 plus students, what that can do to your income. Even if the rate for each student is low, say $10 or $20 per lesson, that's already $600 for one event. There are guitar teachers out there who earn more from one workshop than they would in a full week's worth of individual lessons. So from an income point of view, workshops have a lot of potential. Of course, how much you earn actually depends on a lot of factors such as your experience, your teaching skills, your local reputation, and so on. But even if you're just starting out, you can easily work up towards a point where you're running large workshops and earning good money for it. It's important to mention that while you can earn a significant amount from workshops, the cost per student can be very low, which is great for the student. There's a lot of people out there who want to learn guitar but can't afford regular lessons. Workshops provide an opportunity for those people to attend lessons at a very low cost, so you're likely to attract students to workshops who would never sign up for regular lessons. The last major benefit I'll mention is the enjoyment you receive giving the workshop. Workshops are very different from one-on-one or even small group lessons and require a completely different teaching approach. And it's also a completely different environment. You can feel the energy of a room full of enthusiastic students wanting to learn, and it can make the workshop a joy. If you do a good job, it can do wonders for your local reputation because word spreads around quickly when you give good workshops. So it's actually a really good way to promote yourself. So aside from the income benefits, you're likely to gain a lot of personal satisfaction from introducing workshops into your teaching career. Okay, so there are a lot of other benefits to workshops, but hopefully the main benefits I've mentioned give you a general idea whether workshops sound interesting to you or not. So now let's have a look at what options you have to start offering your own workshops. The first and most common format is the traditional in-person once-off group workshop. You could have anywhere up from 10 people in the workshop, although as the number of students increases, the style of the workshop changes. So a workshop with 10 people in it will be completely different to one with 50 or more people. A small workshop will be able to have more active discussion, you can organize group activities, and even have extensive one-on-one time within the group. On the other hand, those things become impossible when you have over 50 students at once. A workshop with over 50 students will have very little interaction with students as it's impossible to spend time with each person. Larger workshops take on more of a masterclass style you'll see big name guitarists give, such as Joe Satriani, Steve I, and others. In those workshops, the audience sits and listens to the teacher almost like a lecture. There might be some time for question and answers, but nowhere near as involved compared to small groups. So the first takeaway point here is that if you're interested in in-person workshops, the size of the workshop will determine the format and teaching style. It's important to remember this because sometimes teachers mistakenly believe they can simply raise the number of students in the workshop and keep everything the same. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. As the size of the workshop grows, you have to change your teaching approach. The next aspect to consider is how long the workshop runs for. You could run a workshop for an hour, 3 hours, or even a full day. So again, you have plenty of flexibility on how you give it. The length of the workshop will depend on the topic you cover, how deep you plan on going into that topic, and what you hope the students will achieve. It makes sense then that before you decide on the format of your workshop, you should consider what your goals are for it. Do you want to teach students basic techniques and how to use them, or are you looking at giving them a complete overview of music theory? Work out your topics and goals before you decide on the format of your workshop. Let's say, for example, your goal for the workshop is to teach your students how to memorize the notes on the fretboard. Your goal is for every student to walk out of that workshop with at least a good grasp on the notes. From there, you can work out how long it's going to take you to teach this and what activities you need to organize to make it happen. With this approach, you can easily work out what workshop format will work best for those goals. For this example, you might decide that a small-sized workshop that runs for 2 hours will work best because you want the students to have as much hands-on practice as possible during the workshop. The point is that the format you choose should suit the goals that you set. I've seen it a couple of times where the wrong format was chosen for a topic and students sat there bored out of their mind. The teacher was really good, but because they chose the wrong format, the workshop suffered. So remember, choose your topic and goals first. Then you can figure out what workshop format will suit those goals best. The next format I'll mention is the multi-day workshop. This is where a workshop can run over an entire weekend, or it could be a weekly event for a month or longer. These workshops allow you to go far deeper into any topic, and it gives you a lot of flexibility as a teacher. Students will also get to know each other and potentially work together in any activities or tasks. Needless to say, multi-day workshops require far more effort than a once-off workshop. So I recommend starting on once-off workshops, then consider multi-day workshops after you hone your workshop skills. The final format I'll mention is online workshops. These are relatively new compared to in-person workshops, but they're becoming extremely popular in many industries, not just music tuition. Sometimes they're called workshops and other times they're called webinars. They basically mean the same thing. The basic idea is that you broadcast yourself using a webcam and students can connect to that broadcast to watch you and interact using a chat feature. It's similar to Skype lessons with the main difference that you don't see a video of your students, you only see a chat feed. Of course, these workshops are very different to in-person workshops and they need to be treated differently. There are unique pros and cons to online workshops, so I'll give you a brief overview of them here. A nice benefit is that you're not restricted to location. Anybody around the world can potentially join your online workshop, so you have a large potential audience. This suits teachers in small towns, for example, as you may not have enough students in your area interested in an in-person workshop, but there are plenty of students around the world who can join an online workshop. Another benefit is that you don't need to worry about organizing a location, hiring equipment or rooms, or anything else that is required for a physical location. You don't even need to leave home to host an online workshop. That's a great benefit to consider. The last benefit I'll mention is that the software available has been around for a long time for other industries, and it works really well assuming you have a good internet connection. On the webpage for this episode, I've listed a couple services you can check out. The potential downsides of online workshops is that you don't get to interact with your students like you do in an in-person workshop. It can feel a bit strange the first couple of times when you're talking to a camera and seeing text messages coming back to you from students. Some teachers love giving online workshops, so it just depends on what your goals are. Another potential downside is due to the technology side of things. A bad internet connection, a webcam failing at the last minute, or a power outage can be really stressful to deal with and can be really frustrating for the students. So ensuring that you plan ahead for these issues can mean the difference between an embarrassing issue or a minor inconvenience. Of course, technology is always improving, so these problems are becoming less common as time goes on. Okay, so let's quickly review the options you have for a workshop. First are once-off in-person workshops. I recommend these as a starting point because they require the least amount of planning and they feel very similar to group guitar lessons, so you should feel right at home. The next option is multi-day workshops. Of course, these require far more planning, but again, they can be extremely rewarding. They can also give your local reputation a huge boost, especially if you offer regular workshops. The last option to consider is online workshops. These are completely different to in-person workshops and require a different teaching style. They're also very flexible, so you can give a workshop whenever you want and wherever you want. The good thing is once you get started, you don't have to stick to one format. You can swap and change depending on what your needs are as a teacher and what your students want. So take a look at all three options and keep in mind that you can always try one out later on. You don't have to stick to one format. Now I'll give you some tips to get started with workshops. The first tip, and I think this is the most important, is to actually attend some workshops yourself as a student. It's really easy to imagine how a workshop should go from a teacher's point of view, but it's another thing to see it from a student's point of view. So going to a workshop will give you insight on what works and what doesn't. So next time a well-known guitarist comes to your area offering a masterclass, go to it and take some notes. Talk to the other students to find out what they liked about the workshop and what they think is missing. Go to any guitar clinics and get a feel for how different teachers give the workshop. As I've mentioned, workshops require a different teaching approach compared to traditional lessons, so seeing other teachers in action can give you a lot of ideas on how to hold your own workshop. The added benefit to going to workshops as a student is that you might actually learn something that advances your own guitar skills and knowledge, and they're normally pretty fun to attend. Now, after you go through a few workshops, I recommend running a small and short trial workshop. Run a workshop on a topic you're extremely confident with and offer it for free to your current students. You'll feel more comfortable with your existing students rather than teaching strangers on the first time, so it's a good way to practice your workshop skills. Keep the first workshop as simple as possible and ask your students for feedback after it's finished. Find out what they liked about it, what they didn't like, and whether they're interested in any future workshops you offer. If at this point you're still keen on workshops, then you can start looking at offering a paid workshop to the public. With all the prior research and practice, you'll be far more confident and effective in the workshop. So while it might be tempting to jump in and offer a paid workshop to the public, I really recommend going through these steps first, just to get some practice under your belt. Okay, so there's a lot more I could discuss on workshops, but for now this episode should have given you the basic information you need to decide whether you want to start looking at workshops or not. It's a big commitment, so don't rush into anything. On the webpage for this episode, I've provided links to useful resources so you can take your research into workshops further. You can check it out at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-14. The guides referenced on that page go into the details on organizing an in-person workshop. If you haven't given a workshop before, I recommend considering it, as it's a lot of fun and you may even enjoy it more than standard lessons. I hope this episode has given you something to think about, and if you have any questions, use the contact form on the page and I'll give you a hand. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time in the next episode.